nation has
there are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline
greed
in the dollar.
For lack of a better word.
The late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy. The economy.
Welcome.
Yeah. This is Money Talks.
Well, good morning, good morning. This is Money Talks, Atlanta's longest running and most respected money show on radio. I'm Bill Lako. DJ, as you know, my friends call me Dollar Bill.
Dollar Bill.
Dollar Bill, you know, this week. I don't know. Troy, you're going to tell us about the market, right?
I am going to tell you about the market.
I'm Bill Lako, along with DJ Barker and Troy Harmon. We're not even going to go over initials because we know you're smart.
And well, you guys are smart, too.
No, seriously, no. You're smart. I mean, you got, like, so many designations, it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
I don't know how you get any work done for all the studying.
Right.
Just asking.
Well,
just asking.
I stay late. That's exactly how.
Come in early.
Come in early and stay late. All right, market this week is down again. We're in the middle of earnings season. But it seems like something else might be weighing on it.
Is
that it?
It's the Cubs.
Is that what you're referring to?
The market should have opened late this morning. We record this thing on Thursday afternoon. Obviously, we've all been up since, we all stayed up yesterday late watching the Cubs win. And I'm actually glad. I'm not a Cubs fan, but I'm glad to see that they did finally win, break the old curse from 108 years ago, curse of the Bambino, the goat, whatever.
Yep.
You want to put on it. But back to the stock market, down. S&P 500 down 1.59% this week. Still positive on the year, up a little over 4%. For the week, utilities actually led. They are negative at negative 0.6%. Real estate in the basement at negative 2.42%. Information technology just slightly better, down 2.3%. It seems like kind of strange. Financials were toward the top of this list, so we still see some weird things going on with the yield curve. We can talk about that in a couple of minutes. But for the year, energy is leading, up 14.5%. Utilities are up a little over 14, about 14.2%. Healthcare has rotated to the basement. Can you guess what that might be about? How about a little regulation? Everybody's worried that we're going to continue regulating our healthcare system. We had a nice boost when we got the Affordable Care Act, better known as Obamacare. But it seems like some of the profits being squeezed out of it these days. Little quick note about where we are in earnings season. We're 400 stocks through. 400 companies have reported out of the S&P 500, so about 80% of the way. Earnings growth positive 2.38%, sales growth 2.23%. Obviously, the ugliest spot is still energy. Earnings growth is negative 60.67%, but that's better than last quarter when it was so bad it was hardly measurable. On the positive side, we got financials up 13.35%. So all of that is weighing on news that we've been having lately. We also have quite a bit coming out with economic releases. GDP last week, we got a real good number on GDP last Friday. GDP rose 2.9%. It was expected to come in around 2.5%. And something that's very interesting, probably as interesting as anything else going on in the market right now. On that news, market went up 57 basis points, a little better than 0.5%. After lunch on Friday of last week, we saw the FBI come out with new information and about Hillary Clinton's email. Market fell, ended the day 30 basis points lower. So basically that squeezed 80 basis points, almost 1% out of the market in a day's time. And if you look, there's a long-term indication that a lot of folks look at. The market return between July 31st and October 31st during an election year has been often quoted as a predictor of outcomes.
I've got
now,
my
this
magic
is a
eight
different
ball over here.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You know what? This one,
too.
I would tell you that this indicator in a year like this is probably about as good as that magic eight ball.
Mm-hmm.
But 88% of the time, if the market is up 3 months prior to an election from July 31st to October 31st, the party in power remains. If it's down, the party in power changes. Market's down 2.18%. We'll have to be watchful of that. And next week, we can talk
about it. We'll see if it's actually a predictor.
Well, 88% of the time, it's been that way. I'll be honest with you. You can find whatever you want in any newspaper to figure out whether or not who's going to win.
Here's what I can guarantee you. This is what I guarantee.
Uh-oh.
You're not allowed to use the word guarantee.
No.
But I'm going to guarantee.
In elections, I think.
Troy will come up with the most obscure fact because he is a research animal. I'm telling you right now.
It took him days to find those
days.
Facts.
Well, I tell you, you know, you look at that as far as the market goes. You talk about some of the others, Moody's, you know, the rating agency that gives us ratings on our bonds, actually has a release talking about whether or not the economy is better and people have more wealth and all this stuff. And they say far and away, this is a Hillary win. They're predicting a Hillary win based on personal economics. So again, you know, you can look one direction or another. You can find whatever you want. Who knows? All I'm telling you is I really believe that last Friday's action in the stock market was driven more by by the news of that new FBI investigation. We do have quite a bit more information on the economy. Consumer sentiment, University of Michigan came out with their consumer sentiment survey last Friday as well, showed a drop in sentiment, about 4 points lost to 87.2, which is still a pretty robust number. Seems like expectations of future economics and personal households are the biggest fear at the moment, and that drove the 4 points off the indicator. Personal income picked up slightly, 0.3%. In September relative to an unrevised 0.2% in August. Actually, it was an underperformance. Most folks were expecting about a 0.5% gain. And it also seems that rental income is growing, which was also reported within that. Receipts on assets decelerated from 0.2%, from 0.4% rather to 2.2%. Personal savings rate ticked down to 5.7 from 5.8. This thing, man, I tell you, it's been since the 80s that we saw personal savings over 10%. So I think those days are gone. We just buy everything on a credit card and let it be done. There goes our check.
What's wrong with that?
You tell me.
Oh, okay.
ISM manufacturing came out. It was better than expected. It rose from 51.5 to 51.9. Still nothing great, but it is positive. Anything that's 50 is considered neutral. Anything below 50 would be decelerating. There is a piece in this index. Inventory index is actually slightly below the 50 neutral index indicator for the 15th consecutive month.
I told you he can find any data you want to know.
Yeah.
This man, I'm telling you right now.
Mortgage applications.
Tell me, what does the magic eight ball say if Trump wins? What is he supposed to do in the first 100 days, and do I care?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. He hasn't let out any sort of a plan, what he plans to do. I think what the market perceives in Trump is what probably all of us perceive in Trump. It's kind of an unknown, and the market doesn't necessarily like unknowns. They would look at a Hillary presidency as a continuation of the past 8 years. Now, you know, whether you like it or not, whether I like it or not, it's kind of what the market likes. They like knowns. They like to be able to understand what their future might be. It's the reason that we have hedges, you know, in all sorts of commodities and everything else, even though it might be something that that is to your benefit if prices fall or whatever. Business people like to know what the payment's going to be. And with Hillary, I think that's what you get. You get kind of a continuation. Now, I've been on the same station before railing about regulatory issues, fiscal policy that actually has been a negative for our economy. I think the only thing that's kept us propped up for quite a while now is monetary policy. When you got interest rates at nearly zero. It can help you grow in a time that is otherwise riddled by regulation, and I think that's a lot of what we've seen and probably what we'll see more of. I think it's, as I told you as we were going through the returns, healthcare, negative for the year, negative 6%. You and I both know that some of the highest inflation in our economy, period, is in education and healthcare. And, you know, these companies, if they can't pass that inflation along, obviously it starts hurting their profitability, and I think that's the biggest fear at the moment within that particular sector. Like I say, even a robust GDP number was overcome by the fear that Hillary might not be the president. And I really think that's the way that the market is ingesting the information at the moment.
All right, we come back. I want to talk about how we should invest, given all the uncertainty.
All right.
All right, you listen to Money Talks. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.